From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Five U.S. states hold primary elections. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island went to the polls, and the front runners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are the day's big winners. Hillary Clinton addressed a cheering crowd of supporters in Pennsylvania.
And I applaud Senator Sanders and his millions of supporters for challenging us to get unaccountable money out of our politics and giving greater emphasis to closing the gap of inequality. And I know together we will get that done.
Clinton appears to have bested her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders, in at least three of the five elections. Republican Donald Trump is projected to win all five states. He got good news Tuesday when an NBC News SurveyMonkey poll released figures that indicate he has 50% support from Republican voters. 11 men, eight of them soldiers, have been killed at a military barracks in Cape Verde. Officials in the West African nation say a disgruntled soldier is suspected of the killings. Two Spanish nationals are among the dead. The suspected gunman is still at large. A U.S. federal judge has sentenced a Malian national with ties to extremist groups in Africa to 25 years in prison. He was charged with the murder of a U.S. diplomat in Niger 15 years ago. A baseball trainer and a sports agent in Florida have pleaded not guilty in U.S. federal court to charges linked to the smuggling of top Cuban baseball talent into the United States. Julio Estrada pleaded not guilty Tuesday in Miami federal court. This is VOA News.